Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. A tough loss for your team on the road, 34-25 at Maine, a game that your guys certainly battled back in there in the fourth quarter. As you go back and look at that game, just give me your impressions.
Well, obviously, Maine is a very good football team. Last year's CAA conference champ. I thought we played well, but we did some things that, obviously, when you talk about field position and explosive plays, that kind of really hurt us. I was proud of the effort. You know, again, we're in a game. You have the last possession to change your fortunes, and we didn't convert on a fourth down. And you know, they were able to kick a field goal and do some things that that kept them. Kept the clock moving in their favor. But again, as far as the effort and just how close we've come to playing tough teams, Villanova, obviously, Maine, good football teams in the CAA, like we've talked about. It's indicative of the type of teams that are in the conference, and not only who we played, who we're getting ready to play as well, what are the Elon football team. So, we're a work in progress. There needs to be improvement. In a lot of ways, but also there's a lot of positive things that I see that's going on and putting this thing together, the personnel and putting the program together. It's a challenge, but at the same time, it's one that we're committed to it. And now finishing up these next few games, we want to make sure that we can have some measurables, including the W's that are on the on the scoreboard.
Got a media question too, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, you do have a question from Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Mike. How limited, or if at all, was Hollis on Saturday? I ask because of the 4 of 22 is not what he would usually do.
Well, obviously, you want the ability to have pass efficiency, and those are the catches, that the throw catches, and things that allow us to build him some confidence. There may have been some effect, but it didn't affect his legs. Obviously he did a good job, running the ball, and particularly with what was trying to come back in the fourth quarter by running two touchdowns, into the end zone. So I'm quite sure, as we all know, that at this point of the season, you're not 100% healthy. He was out there, contributing, doing what he needed to do, what he tried to do, but it wasn't enough. 4 for 22 is not good. It's not good enough. Whether the receivers are running the route, whether it was underthrown, overthrown, it's about completions, and it's about the efficiency of that. But I give the kid, the kid's got a big heart, a tremendous heart. He takes a lot of things personal, but he's going to be a really good player before he's done. But it wasn't just him in terms of that. There were other elements that went on that contributed to us not being able to pull out a victory.
Are you expecting Kilton back Saturday?
Kilton through concussion protocol has been cleared. So okay. As we go through our practice processes and things like that, then that'll be part of the evaluation as well.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mike, not only did Hollis have a big day with his legs, but your team rushes for 226, quite an effort against that tough Maine defense. Owen Wright with 73 yards, and Albert Funderburk comes off and gets you 52. What pleased you with the way you're able to move the ball on the ground?
Well, it was important for us to be able to do that, to establish a ground game, and obviously it has something to do with the quarterback and the ability for other teams to defend the options, the dive, the pitch, and the quarterback as well. So we were pleased with the ability to run the ball. That was a very tough, aggressive defense. But obviously, you put all the elements together, and the goal is to score more points. We fell short in that. But I talk about our guys and the resiliency of this team. It continues on. It was evident, on Saturday, and now it's trying to put some things together to allow us to enjoy a measure of success playing against another very, very good Elon football team that they've done a nice job this season. I know they're 4-4, but there's some wins and losses that I'm sure that they look at as well, as far as could change the trajectory of their season. So we look forward to traveling down to Elon and going against another very good football team.
Defensively, Will Keeley with a big day from up front, 8 tackles and 4 tackles for loss. Maybe just speak to his day.
Yeah, I Will has done a really good job of being a productive player. He's one of our top performers on defense. His ability to get off blocks, create tackles for losses and things, and he's been hobbling with different injuries, but at the same time he's gone out on the field on Saturdays and performed. So he was our defensive player of the game because of his stats and the things that he did for this team, particularly going down the stretch. But just overall, he's been really kind of a consistent performer for us. So we're very happy with Will's play.
Got another media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, we do have a question from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach London, heading into November, could you sort of evaluate where the program is now in your first year? I know the record's not where you want it to be, but overall, recruiting, player development, all that sort of thing, is it where you hope you might be going into November?
Yeah, John, all of that has been a work in progress, and we can't talk specifics about recruiting, but there are some young men that are committed to us that can help us in the development of this program. There's a commitment, as we've talked about through through the athletic department leadership and leadership of the school that wants this program to do well and be well, and very, very happy about that. And obviously there's putting the schemes and systems and things like that together as you move forward. I like our team. There's a lot of players that we're playing that are freshmen, that are true freshmen and redshirt freshmen. Marcus Crowell started at left tackle. He's a second-year player because Colby Sorensen wasn't able to go. So I like where we are, John. We continue to get better. I want us to stay competitive, and going down the stretch here with the latter part of these games, the seniors that we have, leaving a legacy that they want to make sure these young guys that are in the program also learn and do well. And I would like to say something since you're from Richmond as well, John. Heart and prayers goes out to the Hammond family. Dr. Hammond was the president when I went to school in Richmond there, and I know the services was had, I believe, on yesterday. And I just, I wanted to acknowledge that. He was a good man, great president, and I just wanted to extend my condolences.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Mike, before I let you go, you touched on another tough challenge this week with a road trip to an Elon team that's coming off a big win on Saturday. As you started to take a look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
You look at them, their quarterback, Cheek Davis has done an unbelievable job for them. He runs the show there, but they also have their running backs, McNair and Thomas. I mean, they do a great job of running the ball, being purposeful downfield rushers. They got a throwing game, which is excellent. Receivers that'll go up and get it. Defensively, they do a really good job in terms of getting after the quarterback. Their defensive end, Willoughby, is a guy that has tackled for losses and sacks and all those things. And their DB, there's a trio of DBs that they have, Liggs, Bennett Reed, Coleman. All those guys are fearless, and they come up and they'll tackle and they challenge receivers. So it's a good football team, and again, indicative of the league, of the CAA, and looking to be competitive and go down there and play against a well-coached football team.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and safe travels to Elon, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Rob. Take care. Have a good day.
All right, thank you.